AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden met with Pope Francis today at the Vatican.
Did you say a prayer with the Pope, Mr. President?
I think
he did. He said one for me.
Yeah. What did you pray about?
Peace.
The president explained to the Pope the gift he was giving him, a command coin.
That he gives to warriors and leaders.
Ai combattenti, ai leader.
And you are the most significant warrior for peace I've ever met.
The president and the Pope had extended conversations about climate change, poverty, and the coronavirus pandemic. A big race with national implications is wrapping up. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is trying to take back the governor's office in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin has made a strong bid for the Republicans. University of Virginia Professor Larry Sabato says turnout will be important.
Democrats are disillusioned and therefore are less enthusiastic about voting. That is really entirely the reason why this is tied.
Elections in Georgia's heavily Democratic Fulton County next week could decide more than Atlanta's next mayor and other local races. Republicans are watching for any mistakes that could justify a state takeover using a sweeping new law. The government says consumer spending rose at a weaker than expected rate. A key inflation barometer surged more than 4% last month from a year earlier, the fastest increase in three decades. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he won't run for re-election. Kinzinger has been a critic of former President Donald Trump and is one of two Republicans on the panel investigating the deadly January Capitol riot. Attorneys for Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was in charge of weapons on the movie set where Alec Baldwin fatally shot cinematographer Galena Hutchins, says she doesn't know where the live rounds found there came from and blamed producers for unsafe working conditions. A wobbly start up and down on Wall Street. This is AP News. There is a warning in California about illegal and potent cannabis edibles. They are packaged to look like snacks resembling Doritos, Fruity Pebbles, Oreos, and Sour Patch Kids.
These copycats create a serious danger for a whole host of community members.
Attorney General Rob Bonta says the edibles are being sold online and at California unlicensed shops, and often have levels of THC, the main intoxicating chemical in cannabis, many times higher than the legal limit. The threat is especially high among young people.
For underage teens who may be lured into entering the illegal cannabis market because of the fun packaging and appeal. For young kids who might not know what they are ingesting.
Bonta says, for example, a copycat bag of Doritos has an unverified 600 milligrams of THC in one bag. 100 milligrams is allowed by California law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.